In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I'd like to welcome you all in this wonderful solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and may God bless you most abundantly today as we honor the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we'd like to start off, as always, welcoming all of you through Mary. When we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we also honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The two hearts are inseparable. So that being the case, let's honor Mary. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, when we pray that beautiful prayer, which is the Hail Holy Queen, we honor Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's start this wonderful solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus by honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary by praying the prayer that she loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we'd like to invite, as always, our spiritual director to come to be with us. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many, many, many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of Our Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler. Holy Spirit is also known as our Counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as the Interior Master or Teacher. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, reminds us with these consoling words. Says we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say Abba, Abba, which means Daddy or Father. Abba, which means Daddy or Father. So let's pray the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit and beg the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light in our intellect. And the fire of divine love to burn within our hearts. As we pray, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful. By the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise. And ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Margaret Mary Ella Cook, pray for us. Saint Claude de la Colombière, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia. 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 I'd like to welcome all of you to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And as always, we rejoice, especially because today is the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We're all rejoicing in this wonderful solemnity. Thank God for many blessings. And I will be praying for you in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass today. Many wonderful intentions of gratitude. Pray for Carmen, who celebrates her spiritual birthday, that she was baptized in 1981 on this day. And also pray for ourselves that we would be truly open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit today. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My second intention, like to pray for our family members, for the conversion, the sanctification, and the salvation of our family members. Jesus says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul? And my other intention will be, as always, I like to pray for all of those who will be dying today. Those who will be dying today, that they would experience the infinite mercy and love of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, finding refuge in the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that they would be saved. And I would like to pray for all of us, that we would have experience the grace of all graces, and the grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. That's right, the grace of all graces. The grace of all graces would be to die in the state of grace. So my friends, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. All right, so much to cover on this wonderful, wonderful solemnity. First of all, I'd like to give you a liturgical setting. I'd like to talk about how Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mariella Cook. Then I'd like to give, God willing, some biblical passages that refer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then how can we really live out this wonderful devotion to the most Sacred Heart of Jesus? So let's start with the liturgical context. We are called as followers of Christ to follow Christ in what's called the liturgical cycle, the liturgical church year. We conclude the Easter season with the celebration of Pentecost, which, of course, is the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Pentecost also was the birthday of the Christian Catholic Church. After making the Novena, the Holy Spirit descends upon Mary and the Apostles in tongues of fire. Then the church becomes really missionary, going out to the whole world. Then the following Sunday, we celebrate the greatest of all solemnities or feast days in the Catholic Church, and that is the solemnity of the Most Blessed Trinity. By this we mean that we believe in one God and three separate persons. They are the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So we praise, we adore, we worship the triune God. One God and three separate persons. We don't have to go far to encounter the Blessed Trinity, because if we're baptized, we have the Blessed Trinity within our souls. The following Sunday, which was last Sunday, we celebrated the solemnity of Corpus Christi, which is the solemnity of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The Church warmly encourages us when we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ to make Eucharistic processions. We did it in our parish. I did it in two of the masses that we celebrated in the church itself. We exposed the Blessed Sacrament and the monstrance, and we, with the candle bearers and the incense, we went around the church once, one and a half times, and we blessed the people. It was very beautiful. That's the feast day of Corpus Christi. Now, we arrive at the solemnity that we celebrate today. And today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Incidentally, if you notice in my studio here, we have very prominent in the background is Our Lady Guadalupe. But right next to Our Lady Guadalupe, we have the beautiful image of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So he's always looking over us with great love during our conversation, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus goes back many, many years. Many years. But it became very prominent, in the 1600s. I'd like to explain that to you. The 1600s, there was a very humble, prayerful, holy nun who suffered her whole life. And the name of this nun was Margaret Mary. Now she's known as Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. She entered into a convent in a place called Paray-le-Monial in France. Paray-le-Monial in France. And she entered in the convent of the Visitation Nuns, which was founded by Saint Francis de Sales. In the convent, she suffered many humiliations, but at the same time, she was growing deeper and deeper in her prayer life, deeper and deeper in her love for God, deeper and deeper in her love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So Jesus then actually appeared to her. And in my studio, I actually have a depiction of that. I'll be able to take it down off the wall. Here we have a depiction of what happened. I think you can see it pretty well. Here you have the depiction of it. Jesus appeared to her in a white tunic, and he talked directly to this saint. This would be in the 1600s. The essence of the appearance and message were these words. Jesus pointed to his Sacred Heart. And his Sacred Heart was actually outside his body. Now, if you look at the Divine Mercy devotion, you have Jesus and his heart is actually within his body, whereas in the devotion to the Sacred Heart, as you notice in my studio there, his heart is actually outside his body, central to it. And he spoke to her in very loving words. He said, "Behold These were the essence of the words of the message that he said to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Behold, behold the heart that loves so much. Those were his words. Behold the heart that loves so much. And has gone to such extremes. Behold the heart that loves so much, but has only received ingratitude, indifference, and coldness in return. I ask you to console my Sacred Heart. This has to be added. Jesus went on to say that what makes him suffer most is that of souls that are consecrated to him, that are cold, indifferent, and ungrateful to him. That's what pierces the heart of Christ even more. That's what pierces his heart all the more. What he was referring to would be nuns, brothers, priests, religious, those who are in religious life, those who have made vows, those who have decided to give their whole lives to God in religion, and experiencing from them just a coldness and indifference and ingratitude. That's what pierces the heart of Christ all the more. So Jesus asked through the instrumentality of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque to transmit the message of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, before going through some of the most salient points of the message, this has to be said, that the religious superiors, the religious superiors of this nun were somewhat doubtful as to the authenticity of these apparitions. Perhaps this was kind of a clumsy nun. Maybe she was experienced hysteria. She had a vivid imagination, as often is the case when you have approved apparitions, as in the case of Saint Maria Faustina. So God intervene. And God sent to the convent a priest that would be the confessor and the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, such that through the instrumentality of this confessor and spiritual director, who is now a canonized saint and a holy man, but also a brilliant man and a Jesuit, he was the one that gave authenticity to these apparitions of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. In the name of this saintly priest, now canonized, his name is Saint Claude de la Colombière. That's right. Saint Claude de la Colombière gave authenticity to these private revelations that this religious nun was receiving in the Visitation Convent in Paray-le-Monial in 1675. Now, what are some of the essential messages that we can derive from devotion to the Sacred Heart? I'll go through some of them. Number one, the most Sacred Heart of Jesus is a very clear symbol of the love of God. I'll repeat. The most Sacred Heart of Jesus is a very clear symbol of the love of God. And the love of God is a universal love, that God loves all. All on the face of the earth. But the Sacred Heart of Jesus not only loves all, but he loves each and every one of us individually. As I've said before in the exercises, if you were the only person in the world, then Christ would have come for you. His Sacred Heart loves you individually with an infinite love. Sacred Heart, next, Sacred Heart of Jesus is a manifestation of the love and the humanity of Christ, that Christ was God, but also he was man. And he was like us in all things except sin. The next point is, because of the infinite love for Christ, for us, we should respond. We should respond to this love with an overflowing gratitude. That's right. We should respond to this love with an overflowing gratitude. Today we should spend time thanking our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his infinite love that he has for all of the world, but for you and for me. So, with the psalmist, we should say, give thanks to the Lord for his good for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. On the other side of the coin, my friends, on the other side of the coin is the following. Is the Sacred Heart calls all of us to reparation, to repair. To repair for the many sins, the many sins that are committed against His Sacred Heart. Remember the words that I said to you earlier, when He said, "Behold the heart that loves so much, but only receives ingratitude, coldness, and indifference for this love. Console my heart." So with this gratitude has to be combined another dimension, reparation. Reparation. And that means reparation especially for the sins of humanity. We want to repair for the sins of the world. We want to repair for the sins of our country. We want to repair also for the sins of we in the church, we as priests and religious who have failed at times. We want to repair for the sins that we as Catholics have committed, not always giving good example. We're called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So we want to offer a due reparation. A due reparation for the sins of the world. Now, in concrete, Jesus, speaking to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, he wanted her, this you may not know, but Thursday, from about 11 until midnight, Jesus wanted St. Margaret Mary Alacoque to do the following, and she received permission from her superior to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament from about 11 p.m. to 12 midnight to console the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Thursday, because Thursday is a day that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ instituted two sacraments, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, but He also instituted the sacrament of the priesthood. But the key point would be after He institutes the Eucharist and the priesthood, Jesus travels from the upper room along the valley of Cedron to the Garden of Olives. And there in the Garden of Olives, Jesus enters into His mortal agony. "Father, if it be possible, remove this chalice from me, but not my will, but your will be done." Jesus enters into his mortal agony and the apostles fall asleep. Instead of accompanying Jesus, praying with him, consoling him, they fell asleep. So Margaret Mary was called to console the heart of Christ there that Holy Thursday. Maybe some of you have seen modern artistic depictions where you have Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's in agony. He's sweating blood. Then you have an angel. Angel next to Jesus. The angel is actually embracing Jesus. That's a really good artistic depiction of what we're heading at. Margaret Mary called to console the suffering heart of Jesus Christ there in the garden, Holy Thursday night. We're called to do the same thing. Then we go from Thursdays to Fridays. Jesus asked St. Margaret Mary Alacoque to promote what is now a very famous devotion. It's called Devotion to the First Fridays. Our Lady of Fatima promoted the five first Saturdays, whereas Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque asked her to promote the nine consecutive first Fridays of the month. And what he asked for that St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, as well as all of the church, all are invited to do this. To go to Mass, to participate fully, actively, and consciously in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. But to go and to offer a communion of reparation for all the sins against his most sacred heart. That's right, nine consecutive First Fridays. The acts of reparation for the sins are many. But I would highlight one in our modern world. Talking about 1675, Jesus complained that He loved so much, but received only by coldness, indifference, and ingratitude his Sacred Heart. Today we can build upon this in this way. That the heart of Christ is suffering very much, because huge numbers of Catholics, huge, not minuscule, but huge numbers of Catholics do not even go to Mass on Sunday. When I was a child, probably had, I'd say 85% of Catholics would go regularly to Mass on Sunday. Today we probably have 80% of Catholics that don't go to Mass on Sunday. So it's the exact opposite. And the evident fact that most Catholics don't even go to Mass on Sunday is a clear manifestation, I would say, first of ignorance, toward one of the key mysteries of our Catholic faith, which is Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. But ignorance, but also still a lot of indifference. Coldness. Ingratitude. A flippant, who cares attitude toward Christ's love. He said in the book of Revelation chapter 3, powerful words. I know your works. Revelation chapter 3 says, I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot, but you're lukewarm. I wish you were cold or hot, but you're lukewarm. I will spit you out of my mouth. I will vomit you out of my mouth. Strong words. Very strong words. So we want to get into the habit of living out the message and the request of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We want to go to Mass, and especially today where we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We want to go to Mass. We want to show our love, our gratitude, our appreciation of the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus by consoling the Sacred Heart of Jesus by receiving Him in Holy Communion today with great love and offering our communion in reparation for the sins of the world, but even for our own sins. And the following are two biblical verses that point to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today when you go to Mass, because my friends, there are many biblical foundations, many biblical verses that refer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When the heart of Christ is moved to love and compassion, we see in action the most Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Gospel itself. But the Gospel today is taken from St. John chapter 19. It's the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. And what happens after Jesus dies? John chapter 19. Jesus gives his mother to St. John and to us. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. From that moment, the beloved disciple took Mary into his home. Then, the soldiers broke the legs of the other thieves. But recognizing that Jesus was already dead, the soldier, one of the soldiers, lifts up his lance or his sword, and he pierces the side and the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And piercing his heart, blood and water comes gushing forth from the heart of Christ. My friends, in this moment, the Catholic Church is born, and we have the flowing of the sacramental life of baptism, the Eucharist, and confession, as the heart of Jesus is pierced with a lance. There we have the biblical passage for today. The manifestation of the love of the heart of Christ pierced with a lance. Jesus now invites all of us on the solemnity of his most sacred heart to come to him. And these are other key verses, gospel verses, that we can meditate upon as we meditate upon the most sacred heart of Jesus. And that would be Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. These are the verses. Hopefully you'll meditate upon these verses and cherish these verses, because Jesus, I believe, is directing these words to you and to me right now. Jesus says, from the depths of his most sacred heart, come to me. Come to me, all of you, who find life burdensome. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, For I am meek and humble of heart. For you'll find rest for your souls. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What beautiful, beautiful, beautiful consoling words that Jesus wants you to hear right now. These words are directed to you right now because He loves you so much. And He wants you to find rest in His sacred heart. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest because I am meek and humble of heart. You'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So my friends, share this message with many of your friends. And I pray that all of you will experience the infinite love of the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I will give you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.